Translate this opera. Just have to clear the car window first. Yeah, because I won't be able to see out the window of the car on our way to school. Right. And then the sun is really bright in my eye. Go. Okay. Do you want me just to translate what they're singing right now?
Yes.
Okay. Look, a father's job is quite hard. I want to ask you something very hard. And she's saying, what's he going to say to me? I'm terrified. What could he be about to ask me? This man who is the father of the man I love. How could I... You know, what does he want of me? Alfredo, that's my son. My son. And he's telling her the story of how in their family... Alfredo has a young sister who is hoping to be at a better position in life through marriage. That she's hoping that she'll marry a man that's richer than herself and will give her a, you know, big house and lots of security. And he's saying, our poor little daughter, if our son, Alfredo, gets married to you, the person who we hope will marry our daughter will not marry her. And her life will be ruined. Have pity on me as a father. This poor little beautiful daughter of mine who you've never met. She deserves a good life too. You've had a good life. I better just clean the windows again. Pardon?
What's he
saying? He's saying, spare a heart for a father whose heart is breaking, who has got one daughter in life, and he's only got one daughter. I've done my best for her. Please. It's not too much of a sacrifice to ask you, is it, really? Now, she's... She can hardly believe her heart is breaking.
What's she saying?
She's saying, you know what you're asking. You're asking me to give up the love of my life. And he's saying, but my daughter is the only thing I have.
What's she saying?
Well, she's about to say now all of her feelings. She's about to give all of her feelings. And say how she herself has got a chance in life to have the true love that she's always wanted. But now Alfredo might be ripped away from her. This man is breaking my heart. She's saying the same thing again. No, they're not both in love with the same boy. She's in love with the son, and the father wants her to give up his son for the sake of the daughter. The father has two children, a son and a daughter. The son, Alfredo, is in love with Violetta. Right? Violetta's in love with Alfredo. But the father has come to ask Violetta to give up her love for Alfredo for the sake of the daughter.
Why can't the daughter just marry someone?
Because the other family that she hopes to marry, they will not marry her if Violetta is married to Alfredo. They did funny things in those days. Alfredo?
Yeah.
They won't. No. They'll walk away from the marriage.
What if Alfredo isn't in love with Violetta?
Oh, Alfredo. Alfredo is madly in love with Violetta. The whole of the opera of La Traviata, it begins with Alfredo meeting Violetta at a party. And he falls in love with her at the party. And she is kind of... everybody thinks she's the most beautiful woman in the room. So, you know, he doesn't think he has any chance with her at all. But she falls in love with him. And she gets a small bit of happiness. But in the whole of the opera, she is not very happy for very long. Because she has to break off. She promises. Will I tell you what happens next? She promises the father that she will break off the relationship with Alfredo. So she does. And Alfredo is so upset.
And so angry with his father.
Oh, he's very, very angry. He is very, very angry, Alfredo is. And he's hurt. Really hurt. And she's hurt too, because she has made a promise to the father for the sake of the Alfredo's sister. But anyway, it turns out the thing that happens in the last part of the opera, the very important part of the opera, is that she is sick. She gets so sick with consumption. Or tuberculosis, they call it as well.
Tuberculosis.
You remember that word, tuberculosis?
Tuberculosis.
What's the short for tuberculosis?
T-O.
What did you say? No, you know it.
T-O.
T-B. Just think of TV.
T-B.
We're under the River Lee. Yeah, Violetta had TB, tuberculosis, consumption, and in the end of the opera she dies.
Alfredo is so sad.
Oh, Alfredo comes to her bedside. Alfredo is with her as she's dying. Oh, it is one of the saddest... It was written by... somebody who in English would be called Joe Green. His real name was Giuseppe Verdi.
He lives in France, right?
And in English, that's Joe Green. Oh, yeah. Would you ever like to see the opera on stage? Or would you just... are you just only interested in hearing about it? You want the whole thing translated? Well, I tell you what we'll do some evening then. When I get my new music room, my new music room sorted out in the house, we sit down one evening and we'll put on the record and we listen to it from beginning to end and I'll translate every bit of it for you. But the music will actually tell you what it's about. That's the amazing thing. You can tell, can't... Well, look, listen to the music and see what you can understand without understanding the words. What do you think is happening? So what does that sound like? What do you think she's feeling? She's feeling sad and angry that she has to give up her love. Fantastic! Doesn't the music tell you the story?
No, I just
get it. Ah, yeah. What's the father saying?
He's begging.
Piangi, piangi. Pardon? You know all the story. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But I wonder what you would think if you didn't know the story and you just listened to it. What would it make you feel?
I don't know.
Just try a bit and see what you feel. Forget what it means. Okay, what feelings do you have?
Sad.
Sad. Well, the truth is, both of those two people are sad. Both of them are sad. Her heart is breaking, and his heart is so sad that he has to ask for the great sacrifice, probably the greatest sacrifice that you could ever ask somebody to do, to give up their love. I mean, very few people ever ask anybody to give up their love for the sake of somebody else. I mean, it is incredible generosity, isn't it? To break your own heart for the sake of another. Yes?
I have a question. Why wouldn't the other family, the sister of the boy, why doesn't that family, why doesn't the daughter's family, the daughter's son's family,
Well, that is a very, very good question. And that is a question that it would take me a while to explain to you, but I
don't care, I want to hear it.
Okay, I'll tell you what it is. It's now. First of all, this happened a long time ago, right? So people used to have different ideas in those days than now. But the bottom line, the real reason is that Violetta had a bad reputation. She had a bad reputation. Some people didn't like her. They thought that she was somebody who was not reliable. Somebody who would just fall in love with Alfredo one day and fall out of love with Alfredo the next day and go off with somebody else. So they thought that she had a bad reputation. And they didn't want their daughter to be married into a family who had somebody with a bad reputation. Well, they didn't want their son to marry into a family who had a bad reputation. Well, can I play a little piano music now?
No.
I have to start the opera all over again because I have no more opera on this CD. You know, this is the family music CD, the favorite music of each member of our family.
Okay, can I hear Ben's pick.
Which one was Ben's?
I'm not sure, but it's in the family music one, I think. I mean two.
Oh, if it's in two, I have a difficulty. Let me see if I can possibly find it. But it might be very difficult to find it. I know Jake's one was...
Alleluia.
No, not Alleluia. Playing with the Boys, wasn't it?
No, that was Ben's, and that was my favourite.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, well, I tell you what, we'll just have a go at that. Okay, I'm going to...